Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
You want to know the greatest gift that you can give this holiday season? The best present you could possibly offer someone who you love? Well, what it is it's actually your presence. You see, your presence is the greatest gift that you can give. And in today's day and age where we're constantly looking at cell phones or we're distracted by a TV or everywhere you go, there's something catchy that's going to pull your attention and rip you out of that present moment. How good can you be at giving presents this holiday season? We know that yesterday is history, right? Tomorrow, man, that's a mystery. Today is the gift. That's why they call it the present. So can you turn your phone off? Can you digitally detox and be where your feet are so that when you walk into that room with your family, you can say, there you are, instead of here I am. And when you put that focus on others and you're there to serve, you're there just to be present, just to listen, not to then run the tape recorder and a conversation in your head to evaluate what it is they're saying, but just to listen and not even offer any feedback or suggestion unless they ask for it, that's going to be true presence. Now, there's a great book I want to recommend this holiday season, and it's actually called Presence. It's by Amy Cuddy. She's a social psychologist at Harvard University. She's got the number two watched TED Talk of all time about the science and power of body language. And one of the key principles that she shares in this book, Presence, is that your thoughts and your emotions are as much a cause of how you carry yourself as how you carry yourself is a result of your thoughts and your emotions. See, most people make the mistake during the holiday season to listen to the voice inside of their head instead of talk to themselves. They let their emotions that they get when they get around family, or they let their thoughts that come into their mind affect how they carry themselves. And what I invite you to do this holiday season is to carry yourself with a different presence. Carry yourself with your shoulders back proud. Carry yourself with that chin up high and focus on other people. And this holiday season, how much can you give? Because we know it is far better to give than it is to receive. And when you give, you'll receive everything. You see, this holiday season, if you just help enough other people get what they want, you'll be sure to get everything that you want. So be where your feet are, be present, and serve. In the 6-2-8 exercise, you're simply going to inhale for a count of six, hold for two, and then exhale for eight. And you're going to want to have your hands comfortably in front of you with a gentle fist. And as you complete your first cycle of 6-2-8, just hold out the number one. As you do that second cycle of 6-2-8, hold out the number two, and then the third, fourth, and fifth cycle. We want to just do five of these 6-2-8 breaths in a row. Have that straight spine, whether you're standing or you're sitting. I'll count you through these 6-8 breaths. Ultimately, you're doing these on your own, counting to yourself. Here we go. Let's begin with an inhale in 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold, 2. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold, 2. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold, 2. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold, 2. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold, 2. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And that concludes your 6-2-8 breathing exercise. I've seen athletes use this in between innings in a dugout, at the free throw line in basketball, before a set piece in soccer, before a game in the locker room in any sport. And just like we talked about with the 5-4-3-2-1 exercise,
The 6-2-8 is simply another exercise that you can do to help build your present moment focus. So find a time during your daily routine where you can sit and take a couple good 6-2-8 breaths to get you back in control.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Potential Apparel. Potential Apparel is on a mission to inspire athletes to reach their true potential. If you're serious about reaching yours, then you have to go check them out. They make awesome clothing for dedicated and committed athletes. I'm a huge supporter of what they're doing, and that's why I wear their clothing with pride. Make a statement and join the movement today at potentialapparel.com. Be sure you use promo code Brian Kane with a space between Brian and Kane for 15% off on your first order. Dominate the day with Potential Apparel.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com. That's briankane.com. And sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
This is a production of Corn Belt Sports. The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network.